For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is Brittany Mowat, a junior out of Glenboro, Manitoba. And this week's WCHA Defender of the Week, our goaltender. First of all, Britt, congratulations.
Thank you.
Your fourth time winning this award. What does it mean to you to have this many defensive awards behind you?
It's just a huge honor to receive anything in this league. There's so many great defensive players, and yeah, it's just a huge honor.
You stopped 62 of 63 shots this last weekend. What's kind of your mindset or your key to your success of keeping composed under such pressure?
Obviously as a goalie, the bigger games are easier to play in, and the defense are giving me every opportunity to see all the pucks, so that just makes everything that much easier for me.
When you came into Bemidji State, did you have any idea what kind of legacy you would have left? And obviously you still have a year and a half left here.
Yeah, I had no idea. I mean, coming from Canada, you don't even know much about college hockey. So I kind of came in freshman year blind to everything, and I got a good opportunity, and it's been fun ever since.
That shorthanded goal on Saturday going into the second period normally would have been the kiss of death for any team. What were you thinking in your head going into the second, knowing that your team was still in it?
That was right at the end of the period, so it was kind of hard to take. But I know our team, they bounce back from anything, and no one was going to give up after that. So I knew we had lots of chances to score, and Hubert put the puck in the net.
And then you get the game winner from Lauren Miller in overtime. What were you feeling down at the other end when she scored?
I was just thankful there wasn't going to be a shootout. But no, it was kind of a typical goal from Lauren, so... Yeah, it was nice.
She's a sniper, and of course, I was hoping not for the shootout.
Yeah.
Speaking of the shootout, it's only done in the WCHA on the women's side, not on the men's side, obviously, here. But as a goaltender, what do you think when you end up in a shootout?
Going into a shootout, you already have 1 point for your team, but I'm not a huge fan of them, but obviously I can't control that.
Your team's had Duluth's number in the last five games. You guys are 4-1-0. What's been the difference since your freshman year to this year and the end of last season of beating these WCHA teams that used to be dominant?
Yeah, I don't know. We just work so hard against those kind of teams, and I know we have to play our best against every team, but it seems like the top teams we give the best games to, and it's always good to win them.
Your team came into this season just in phenomenal shape. I know Coach talked a little bit about it during press day here, about how much you guys worked off the ice. Talk a little bit about your work with Gary and Mike and your strength and conditioning.
I know all summer Gary was sending emails out. He kept on top of everything. He's obviously great. And everyone came in, and I think he was really happy with everyone's testing results. And ever since that, I mean, it's kind of been showing on the ice.
Certainly has, and I know the Beaver fans may not know this, how much those guys have improved the play here, but they've done so much for your team, especially for injured players as well, right?
Yeah, I mean, I battled a little bit of an injury this summer, and Gary and I have been talking all summer, and he's kind of getting me through it. So ever since the start of the season, he's made me a new program, and everything's been good.
Britt, going back to the end of last school year, you were awarded BSU Student Athlete of the Year. You were a sophomore at the time. Did you expect that, or did that come up right out of left field?
Yeah, I honestly didn't expect it at all. I kind of got thrown up there and had to make a little speech, but no, I didn't expect that one bit.
What did it mean to be awarded like that at your university?
Again, it's a huge honor. I know how many good athletes there are in this school, and yeah, it was just kind of a shock to me.
This weekend you guys have North Dakota. They're always a battle. What do you expect to see out of them?
North Dakota's obviously always been a good team, and they didn't lose many players from last year. They've got national team players from Canada and the U.S., and you can't really ever take them lightly because they're always going to put up a good battle.
Britt, good luck this weekend. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.